Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. We are on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We're up to the two dots on the second line from the bottom. Nikdam Rosho. Nikdam Rosho means that the head of the lulav got cut off. If the top of the lulav got cut off, Nikdam Rosho is the lulav is puzzle. Amar of Huna, Lo Shanu El Nikdam. That's only true if it really got cut off. Avol Nizdak, but if it's just split, kosher, then it's kosher. Okay? What does that mean, it's split? That means the top of the lulav somehow got split in half. Okay? So the Gemara says, then it's not kosher? That's not kosher. How could Rav Huna possibly say that? Vohatanya, but we learned in a brisa, lulav kafuf, if a lulav is bent, says Rashi on the bottom, Rosho kafuf ka'agmon, the head is bent like a hook. Domos le'ish gabon, that it looks like a hunchbacked of a man. Vazakhan, some old man. Shiroshein shachin v'kafufin lamata, stumped over, stooped over, like a hook. If you have a lulav like a hook, then it is puzzle. Okay? That's not the question. Kaveit, if it has hairs on it, if the lulav has hairs on it. Saduk, it's split. That's the kasha. How could Rav Huna say it's split? A saduk is good. Here he thinks it's no good. More things. Akum, akum dome le magal. If it's curved like a sickle, right? It's a lulav not straight. It's a curved lulav. Charus, what? Puzzle. Exactly. What's charus? What does charus mean? It's starting to dry out?
Yeah.
Well, charis means dried out.
It's a hardened branch.
A hardened branch. Doma l'charis kosher. If it's doma l'charis, then it's okay. If it's starting to dry out, it's fine. If it's very dried out, it's a problem. What's the question? Rav Huna said that split is fine, and here we see it's not fine. So, Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa answers, the Brisa was talking about, Rav Huna's an Amora. We went Vatani to the Brisa. The Brisa is talking about the Ovid Kihimnik. You made it like a hymnik. What's hymnik? Rashi says, that's a French word. Shal Barzel, Shal Sofrim, Sheyesh Lo Shnei Roshim. It's going to be like a pitchfork. What's a two-pronged fork called? That's what that word means in French. Putz Piur, Shal Barzel, Shal Sofrim, Sheyesh Lo Shnei Roshim. Feroshi echad mefutzel, right? That's two heads and one and split. Kach gadol halulav. The lulav grew like that. Kimin shtei shedros. It has like two shedras. Machzis olam lekan, umachzis olam lekan.
The note says it looks like a Y.
Like a Y. Excellent. That's like a two pronged fork. One of the Rabbi Chanan calls it a mazlig, which means in Hebrew means fork. Yeah.
He has a little illustration.
Exactly. So everyone's busy. What does that even mean? What is it? What is this? Halacha l'maisa. These are all complicated child. You have to go through those. Pictures would help. I'll just say one thing. Some being medayik from here that Rashi holds, maybe that's the halacha, that a hymnic is only a problem if it grew that way. Rashi says it grew that way, right? Kikach gadol halulav. It grew that way. What if it didn't grow that way? What if it was a regular lulav and then it happened afterwards? The kids are playing with it, and they did that. It might not be possible, according to Rashi, because it didn't grow that way. So that's an interesting thing. Anyway, okay. Now, akum doma lamagel. I'm going to go back to that. If it's curved, looks like a sickle. Amar Rava lo amaron el lefanov. That's only if it's curved frontwise. Avol achrav, but if it's curved backwise, briyasahi. That's the way it grows. I'm not 100% sure what that means. Right? What does that mean? Frontwise and backwise. I'm on one more line.
Probably as we hold it with the spine at the back.
Yeah.
Right.
So if it's bending away from you, it's fine. If it's bending towards
you. Okay, fair enough. Amr of Nachman, let's start in. What if it's bending sideways? So a little fun of dummy. Some say it's like it's if it's in front. Varmulekel, achrov dummy. And some say it's like it's back. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Vama Rava, Hailu Lava, Desolik Bechad Huta, Balmum Hu Upasal. If the lulav only has leaves on one side, it's a balmum and it's pasul. So the way every lulav in the world, as far as I know, it grows, and really it's really two halves that are connected by the shedra. That's what it means if it's only leaves on one side. Every lulav is like that. You have to have a shedra. It's not a shedra, it's not a lulav. And each leaf is doubled over. Right, each leaf is doubled over. Right, you see that everyone knows that each leaf is doubled over. And okay. Now, nifritu alav. What does that mean? Nifritu alav means that if it's amr of papa, nifritu means that the lulav. I don't know if anyone has ever seen these. The lulav is we have our lulavs are straight. There are lulavs that are spread like a fan. All the leaves are open. That's nifritu. So, Amar of Papa, nifritu, da'avid ki chufya. It's like a broom. That's no good. Right? Rashi says, shebo, mechabdan es habayis. You use that to sweep the house. V'osin osa, nailim shalulav, hatalushin, me'ashedra, v'ogdin mehen harbe biyachat. Okay. Nifridu, if it's nifridu, kosher. Then it's kosher. What's nifridu? No, not kosher. Nifridu, the ifrud day, right? That nifridu means, what does nifridu mean?
So one article says the first one is torn and the second one is separated.
Uh-huh. So if they're torn and you stick them together and you tie them together, that's a problem. Yeah. But if it's spread out a little bit, it's okay. Okay.
Some people really like the...
They're what?
But it's all spread out.
So no one uses a little like that.
When you're saying spread out,
you mean the ones that are flat a lot.
It's flat.
Yes. That's not the same?
No.
We're going to get to that in a minute. On a base, we're going to get to that issue.
You know what it looks like? You ever seen after the kids start playing with it? And the whole top balloons out? That's what they're talking about.
Now, Boy Rav Papa, Mechlecha HaTiyomet Mahu. What if the Tiyomet got split? What's the Tiyomet? Says Rashi, Shnei Olin, Elyonim, the two upper leaves, emtoim, the middle ones, shesham hashedra kala nechleku zemizeh. So the shedra, the spine of the lulav. If you watch the back of it, it splits. It becomes in the end two leaves. That's the tiomes.
It's one leaf, but they're split into two.
Correct. It's one leaf that's split into two. If that one leaf splits into two, then you have a problem. That middle leaf can't be split into two, right? If it is, that's a tiyomes. So Rashi says Shnei Olin Elyonim Emtoyim Shesham Hashedra Kala Nechleku Zemizeh V'Nistika Hashedra Ad Olin Shalamata Mehem. But the tiyomes means that the shedra below that is broken in half. So Toshma Damar B'Yochanan Damar B'Shur Ben Levi Nitla Hatiyomes Pasul. If the tiyomes is missing, it's pasul. My lav Huadin Nechleka. Even if it's split. No, low. Little shiny. No. Little is different. Daha chaser lay. Because then it's considered missing. What if it's split? Might not be an issue. Ikka de Amri. Amr of Yochan. Amr of Shur ben Levi. Nechleka hatiomes. If the tiomes is split. Nasek kemish nitla tiomes upasel. It's as if it's missing, and therefore it's puzzle. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, right? That. It's the same picture.
You have on that?
Yeah.
On the blue?
Yeah. Same picture. Yeah. I have the same picture. I don't know what this picture means. This picture doesn't say anything. I would show the picture. It doesn't show anything. It shows a lulav that's split. Why is that different than before? What's the tiyomet different than before? I don't know.
When the Gemara is saying it's kosher, it's possible.
Yeah.
When it's possible, are we saying just for the first day or for all?
It's a machlokas. Machlokas. What if the hinder things are kosher the rest of Sukkot? If it's puzzle, it's puzzle. And then the whole Sukkot is no good. Okay. It's all different. Every one of these is a different shaila. What's about the second day?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't use any of them, so it's irrelevant.
Correct. This is a big issue, the TMS. If you have a lulav, and if you look at the top of the lulav, and it's starting to, and it's not, and it's separated at the top a little bit. So those could be TMS problems, because it could be that the middle leaf is split in half. If it's split in half, you have a problem, right? Okay, I don't know what else to say about that. I mean, sometimes, okay. What? You have to ask the experts. It's all hidurim. Not hidurim. This is a big problem. What? Right. Like one of the esrogim sellers told me, it's very hard to find the pasul esrog, and it's very hard to find the kosher lulav. Right? Very hard.
It's an old line.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said that you have to bind the lulav on top. Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Mishum Reb Tarfon. Kapos tamarim. What is kapos? Kapos means two things. First of all, kapos, right, Gemara says, next word, kapos, tied. It means tied. It also means the branch of the date tree. Right? So, im ha-yaparud, if it's separated, yak defenu. You have to tie it together. Amalei Ravina, Lorvashi, ma'idahai kapos tamarim delulavahu. Maybe, how do you know it's the lulav? Ema maybe charusa. Maybe it's, Rashi says, a different branch, anath ha-dekel, a branch of the dekel tree, Shenish Kasha Shtei Shana V'Shalosh, that got hard after 2 or 3 years. V'yotzen bo love and harbe, many lulavs can come out of that. Shenash Rolein V'Niskashu Gamhein V'Nasu Eitz. Maybe it's a different part of the tree. Zepon Lakan V'Zepon Lakan Kanfei Shari Lanos. Maybe it's a different part of the tree. How do you know it's the lulav, what you call lulav? So the Gemara says, no, Bo'ina Kapos V'Leka. You require Kapos, and you don't have it. That's not Kapos. V'ema Afusa. Ufza, maybe it's a different part of the tree. Ufza, what's ufza in English?
A log,
whatever. No.
The trunk of the tree.
The trunk? Kapos, michlal, de ikaparud. No, it says by the fact that it says kapos, obviously it can separate. The high kapos, omid la'olam. Logs don't separate. The ema kufra, maybe it's the kufra part of the tree. What is that?
The palm shoots.
Amarabaya. Darkeha darke noam. It's darkeha darke noam. Shem's ways are pleasant. V'chol nasiv oseh shalom ksiv. And over here, it's what's it called? They have stuff, like thorny things. So it can't be, it's supposed to be holding thorns. Hashem would never do that to you. So therefore, it can't be that. So it's a funny thing, because look at the Gemara goes. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi. These are the last two Amoraim talking. Ravina says to Ravashi, Mimai da hakapos torn the love, how you know, maybe it's this. No, it can't be that. Maybe it's this, can't be that. Maybe it's this. Amar Abaya, can't be that. Abaya was long dead. Right? So, well, how do you read this Gemara? You have to change it to say, kid to Amar Abaya, like Abaya said. Right? Abaya couldn't have been in that room. Because he was not alive. Kid to Amar Abaya, like Abaya said. Okay, fine.
Maybe one of them remembered.
That's what it said. It means one of them remembered. It can't be a body sitting there. Oh, I know the answer. That can't be. Right?
We have that all the time.
Correct.
That's a bit more.
Correct. Omalei Rava Tosfa Ravina. Vamai Tarti Kape de Tamari. What does that mean?
Maybe you need two?
No. He comes up once in a while.
He does?
Yeah.
Is that
Rava? Someone else?
No. Rava
Tosfa Ravina. They have a tarti kapi tomorrow, maybe it's two. No, kapas. Kapos, we're going to read a kapas, only one. They have a chada, so we need only one leaf. Who says you need a whole branch? No, lahu kaf, karile. That wouldn't be called a kaf. Therefore, kapos tomorrow, you have one lulav, that's it. Very good. Then we said, if it comes from Tzinei Harbarzel, chera. If it comes from Tzinei Harbarzel, it's kosher. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, lo shanu el shirosho shalzeh magil et ikara shalzeh. That it's only pasul, right? I'm sorry, it's only kosher. It's only kosher. El shirosho shalzeh magil et ha'ikara shalzeh. Apparently, there's a picture of it. Does the artist have a picture of it?
Yeah.
Basically, it's a lulav, and then at the top of the lulav, it starts to become very skinny, and then a lulav again. It's like almost like a double lulav. So that's fine. That's fine as long as shirosho shalzeh magil et ha'ikara shalzeh. Aval ein rosho shalzeh magil ikara shalzeh. Puzzle. But if they have a lulav, and then there's like a space of branch, and then a little blossoms out again, that's a problem. I never see such a thing. Okay. Tanya Nami Hachi, Sina Harbazel Psula. Sina Harbazel is puzzle. Ah, the Anan Tanan Kshera, but we said it's kosher. Ela Shramina Kedabaya, Shramina. What Abaya said. What Abaya said. The Ema Duramila Mirma. Some had it as a question and answer and a stira. Tanan, it says in our mission that Sina Harbazel kosher. Sina Harbazel is kosher. Iva Tanya Psula. But someone else said it's puzzle. I'm Rabbi Elo Kasha, Tanakasha. Khan, when is it okay? Shirosho Shalze Magil Tarikor Shalze. We're like again, it's like two lulavs really, and they're connected in the center. They're not broken in half. So as long as the leaves are still there, Aval Khan Shain Rosh Shalze Magir Mitarikor Shalze. If it doesn't happen like that, in other words, it's a lulav, and then the lulav ends, but there's a lot of space of just like thin branch, and the lulav sprouts again, that's no good. I don't know if I've ever seen such a thing, but that's no good. But if it doesn't sprout so much, the gap in between the two lulavs is not so much, then it's going to be fine. Amar of Mirion, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Varmula, Tani Rabba Bar Mori, Mishum Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shtei tomorrows, Yesh Begay ben Hinom, there are two palm trees, in the valley of the son of Hinnom, va'ole ashan bibinehen, and smoke comes in between the two of them, v'zehu sheshaninu tzini harbarzel kshero. That's what it means. Those lulavs from those branches are kosher. And by the way, v'zehu pischa shel gehenim, and that's the entrance to gehenim. One of the entrances to gehenim is over there. It's like by the Jaffa gate, right? The Jaffa gate is the end of the gate ben Hinnom, the end of that valley down there. No one goes down there. But you could go there. What's down there? There's a stadium down there. Right?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
a concert's there. That's the Gei Ben Hinnom. Lulav sheyesh bo shlosha tvachim. Then we said, a lulav has to be three tvachim tall. This is a complicated, complicated Gemara. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Now, it's not true, by the way, that if a lulav is three tvachim tall, to shake it, it's good. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. We're going to change that. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shir Hadasva Rava Shlosha, the Shir of Hadasva and Rava says three tvachim, the lulav arba, the lulav is four tvachim. Why? Kidei shehe lulav yotze min hahadas tefach, so the lulav can stick out over the hadasim and the ravas a tefach. Says Rashi, Rashi is a very, very difficult answer. Rashi says, "Kishem shu gavoa b'mino mikulam," because truth is that lulavs are taller than hadas and ravas anyway. So Rashi says, "Kishem." I'm in the third wide line of Rashi. "Kishem shahu gavoa b'mino mikulam," because anyway, lulav is taller than hadas and ravas, so they should be taller than hadas and ravas in the lulav, in the what they're called. In the Arba Minim. Rav Parnach Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shedro Shalulav Tzarech Shiyotze Min HaHadath Tefach. The spine of the Lulav has to be above, one Tefach above the Hadassim and Aravos, which means, if you hold it Rav Parnach, the Lulav is going to be a lot taller than one Tefach. Because the Shedra has to be a Tefach, and then on top of the Shedra, where the Shedra ends, you still have Lulav. So it's going to be like three or four Tefachim taller than the Hadassim and Aravos. Okay? The Shedra ends almost. That has to be a Tefach more, and then you have the rest of it. So it'll be at least two Tefachim higher. Okay? Now, Tanan, our Mishnah said, Lulav Sheyesh Bo Gimel Tefachim, a Lulav has to be three Tefachim, Kedei L'Naneh Abo Kosher. In order to shake it, it's good. Right? So, Lulav has to be three Tefachim in order to shake it. Right? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan just say it has to be four tefachim? How does that drive with that Mishnah? Amos, you have to change the Mishnah to say, u'kidei l'naneh abo kosher. In order to shake it. Rashi says, u'mashi yotze l'maylam an eged hu menaneya. That's what it means. And mark the islay. One held with the Shedra, one held without the Shedra. Okay? So what does that mean? That means that the lulav has to be one tefach higher. Why? Why? Why is it one tefach higher? What? Yeah, but why? But why?
Differentiation.
To differentiation. Right? That's why. The lulav has to be higher. Says the Ritva, you see clearly that those people that take a lulav and go like this are wrong. Says the Ritva, it's clearly wrong. Otherwise, if you're doing that, why does the lulav have to be taller? What differentiation is there? It's clear from here that you have to actually shake the lulav.
What does it want to do with that?
Because, you don't see it?
No. Yeah. Hell, you're making a statement like this. What if I'm doing this?
But you're not doing it, you're not shaking it. He says, are we Muhach Mikan. Shebinanea halulav. Bizman habracha. When you shake the lulav in the Zman habracha, Yesh Lenanea Ulakaskes es halulav atmo. You have to actually shake the lulav. Velo die, it's not enough, Baholacha Vahaba, to bring the lulav back and forth. Kimo, Sheomed, Inyan Halel. Like people do that by Halel, right? She'im lo kain, if not, madua hutrichu she'a lulav tefach nosef. Why is the lulav to be an extra tefach? Why? You're not shaking it. Harei ha'olacha v'abba, evshe lasos gam b'lulav katan. To move it back and forth, I can do it with a small lulav too. B'kol makom shaminim agudim, as long as it's tied. Elamuchach, it's clear from here, she'esh l'naneya, you have to shake, u'lekaskes, and to make noise, es ha'lulav atzma, the lulav itself, u'lefikach tzarek she'ibo tefach nosef. For that, I need a tefach.
So then in that case,
yeah,
it's possible to have a lulav that's solid together. Then
it doesn't necessarily mean that it has
you
to.
Just said make noise.
Lakath case means to shake.
The
you have to shake
is
it.
Moving back and forth is shaking. It's only
that's exactly what
speed.
He said. But it's exactly no. It's yeah. No. They're people that go like this. Yeah. They're not shaking. They don't shake the lulav at all. Now they're shaking the lulav. They're shaking the whole thing.
Then
why do you have to have a tefach bigger for? Think about it. He's 100% right.
You can have a small lulav that right. Shakes tall.
No, but
the shaking has to do with the fact that it spreads out.
But why? Why do you have no? It doesn't have to make noise. No, kaskis means to shake. There's two words: lananeya, lananuim, and the kaskis. What does that mean? The kaskis. That means to shake. The point is, it doesn't necessarily have to make noise. Why do you have to have a tefach bigger? Why?
I don't understand. No, I don't know.
Isn't the Ritva saying? If they're all the same size, when you move them backwards and forwards, they're all going to move at the same pace. But if they're differentiated in size, the movement itself will allow them to separate, and then you can get a drop in the
Then why is he saying not to do that? Then why is he saying not to do that?
Shake them.
The definition of moving back and forth and shaking is the same thing.
No, then why do you have to have...
If I take this and do this, and I do it faster... It's the same motion, just the speed is different.
No,
if my lulav is the same size, I can't.
So by the way, you know who said that? Rashi said that. Rashi said that the lulav has to be taller. That's how it always is like that. No one else held like that. Everyone has the reason to shaking.
Because otherwise you can't see it.
Right? Rashi, no, look at this. Tanan, lulav sheish v'gibbol tachin k'dei l'naneya bo, to shake it. Kosher. Ema, k'dei, u'ku k'dei l'naneya bo kosher. And Mark is Isli means whether it has to have an extra, the shedra, or just the tefach, or the shedra plus a tefach. So if the whole point is shaking it, then that, clearly, it has nothing to do with what you said. Rashi's not right. Rashi's very
but
difficult.
I can shake a smaller one too.
But then why do you have to have a tefach bigger?
Exactly.
So, but the Gemara says you do have to have a tefach bigger. So why?
Obviously,
no.
We don't know it's there.
I think what we need to do. Yeah. I think I still have last year's lulav at hand.
Yeah.
I got
to get rid of it.
To Pesach. I will experiment.
Yeah.
If they're all the same height, whether there is a differentiation when you shake them, as opposed to if they're.
I don't know if there's differentiation. Why does the Gemara require it? Why does the Gemara require a different height for the lulav? Why? Because that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "Ukadil and unable." Rashi gave his reason. Rashi, because it's taller anyway.
Rashi says that because
that makes sense.
Mishnah says, "Gimel tachan ukadil and unable." All you need is gimel tachan in order to do it.
And then the Gemara changed it. No, you have to have an extra tefach for the lulav. Why?
Why?
Ukadil and unable.
But By the way, according to this little note here...
What's going on?
According to this note here, the reason the lulav should be taller is because that's the way it grows.
That's what Rashi says.
So.
That's why I read that Rashi. Don't read every Rashi. I only read the key Rashis. Every Rashi's key. I don't mean to say that. Chas v'shalom. That's why I read that Rashi. Because Rashi's really arguing on the Ritva, if you think about it. Right? The Rashi doesn't... Would Rashi require this? Maybe not.
Well, I'm giving you a problem. It's according to the Ritva, a sealed lulav is no good.
So the question now becomes, does the lulav have to make noise? Or if you shake it and it doesn't make noise, is that okay?
The problem with that is that what's the shear of a shake?
Exactly. Exactly.
There's no certain, I'm telling you that moving back and forth and shaking is the same thing, just the speed. This and this and this is the same motion.
Right
just
here.
The speed is different. So now you're going into something that what's the shear? If you're going to say making noise, okay, that's maybe a shear.
That's a shear.
But
I hear. I'm not so clear. I'm not so clear. People have different hugging.
Yeah.
And it's all minhag basically, right?
I don't like the ones that are
flopped
out
all over. Toshma. Shir hadas varava. The shir of a hadas and a rava is shlosha. The lulav arba. Lulav is four. My lav, bahad de olin. Doesn't it mean bahad de olin with the leaves? Lo, lavad me olin without the leaves. In other words, it's an extra tefach. So it's not a kash on him. Nagufa, we just said, Shir hadas arava shlosha, fulul arba. Reb Tarfon Omer, ba'amas bat chamisha tvachim. We're talking about an ama that is six tvachim long. I'm sorry, five tvachim long. So what you do is, you take a ruler that's five tvachim long, you then take another ruler, and you make six tvachim fit into the five tvachim. Without a picture, it's going to be very hard to... The Masif has a great picture. You take five tvachim, because an amah can be five tvachim or six tvachim. So take five tvachim. Then make six tvachim fit into those five tvachim, which means every tvachim is smaller. Right? Then, so Amar Tarfon Omer, ba'amas pas chamisha tvachim. Amar Rava, sharo le mori l'rav Tarfon.
Each six
tefach
is 20% less, it all fits in.
Right, one second. Sharle Marler of Tarfon. Hashem Shavagir of Tarfon. Right? Hashta, Avos, Shlosha, Lomashkechinon. It's hard enough to find Hadassim that have three, what's it called? Not three tefachim. Three tefachim. Bas Chamisha, boy, you want to find with five tefachim? How are you going to find such a little Hadassim like that? We have enough problems finding one with three tefachim. So the funny thing is that if the Torah said this is the shear, what's Reb Tarfon saying? What's he saying? It's hard. Okay, Hashem makes it hard. So what's he saying, Reb Tarfon? If that's what that's the shear, right? That's what we're learning. That's a requirement, right? That's a requirement. Every time the Rabbanim do that, it's based on the Torah. Right? You have to eat a kizayis of matzah. How can the Torah do that? The Torah did it. How can the Torah require five tefachim? They did.
Yeah, but there's a discussion of how much a tefach is.
What?
But there's discussion as machlokes on the shear of a tefach itself.
Right.
I remember learning this: if an ama is five tefachim, then the tefach itself is bigger.
Correct. So
when you're measuring one that's three tefachim, you're measuring it where the.
Right, we're gonna do this whole thing now.
Tefach.
Right. So the Masifta points out that the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim, why did Hashem pick these four minim of all things? What possessed Hashem to do that? It's a chok. Rambam says, because they're commonly found. That's what Reb Tarfon was saying. According to the Rambam, of course, Reb Tarfon before the Rambam, they're not so commonly found. So,
where you look.
Right. So they're not so commonly found. So what kind of thing is that? Anyway, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar, Amabas Chamisha Tzvachim, Amabas Shisha Tzvachim, take an Am of six Tzvachim, Osa Bas Chamisha, stick it in the Am of five Tzvachim. Meaning each arm is going to be each tefach is going to be smaller because you're putting six into five. So tzei mehem shlosh hadasim, three are going to be v'hadasim, v'hashar lulav, and the remainder, a little bit more, is going to be for the lulav. Now, if you have a five tefachs and you're sticking six into five, so three tefachim is going to be like two and a half, right? And then an extra little bit to get to three tefachim is going to be even less than a tefach. It's going to be less than a tefach. So V'kama havilu, how big is this going to be? So t'lasa v'tlasa chamushe. Three and three-fifths. Fitting into three tvachim. So it's not really three and a half, it's not really four tvachim, it's three and three-fifths. Does everyone understand why it's three and three-fifths?
Yeah, of course.
You got it? Everyone got it?
It's not that
no, it's not that complicated. Kasha the Shmuel ad Shmuel. It's a kasha on Shmuel. Hach amar v'yud amar Shmuel, shere das v'rova shlosha. Here he says it's three. V'hasam amar v'un amar Shmuel. And somewhere else he said, halacha k'rab tarfon. That the halacha k'rab tarfon. Which means, it's not going to be good enough. Low duck. He wasn't being precise. Problem is, it's less than four tvachim. So you can't say he wasn't being precise, and it turns out to that he's not even doing the shir. That doesn't make any sense. It's not even four tvachim. Heichad, emot amrina low duck. When do we say not being precise? L'chumra. Imagine if it was at 4.1. So that 4.1 is really four. Hey, it wasn't precise. To say it's three and three-fifths, not even four yet, what do you mean it wasn't precise? It's not even the shir yet. That doesn't make any sense. L'chum, l'kulam yamrina lo dak? I don't say it like that. Kiyasa Rav and Amar say they're going to change it. Ama bas chamisha tvachim, osa bas shisha. Take a five tvachim and put that into six. Which means, each of the five tvachim is going to be bigger than if it would be an Amma of six tvachim. Now it turns out, that semehen shlosh lahadas v'ashar lulav. Now, if you want to have three tvachim, it's going to really be, three tvachim is really going to be two and a half. If you have five tvachim fitting into six, and now I take three of those, it's really going to be two and a half.
So, why do
we
say the Chumrah, and they're looking for
coolers
here?
I'm not sure. How much did that come out to be? Treo Palga, two and a half. How's it two and a half? Two and a half of five tvachim equals three of six. That's the answer. Sof, kasha, the shmuel. But it's going to really be bigger because there's an extra tefach. The answer is lodak. He was not precise. The hainu lechumra lodak. He wasn't precise lechumra. Dar ravuna mar shmuel. Halacha k'rab tarfon. Okay, that was that. Okay, next. Hadasim, hadas guzzle v'ayavesh puzzle. Hadasim that are stolen, that are dried out are puzzle. Shal asherah, if it's from an asherah tree, shil nidachas puzzle. It's also puzzle. Nikdam rosho, if the head was cut off, nifritzu alav. If nifritzu alav means it was spread out. Torn. Or show anavav merubos me'olav, or it has more berries than leaves. Puzzle, it's puzzle. V'miyaton, if you remove some of the berries, kosher, then it's fine. But v'ein m'matin b'yantif, you can't remove the berries on yantif. You're not allowed to do that. Why not? Why can't you remove the berries on yantif?
It's
mesakin kli. Okay? Okay. Now, the Rambam writes, there's no suffix what the four minim are. How does the Torah call it? The Torah doesn't say, anaf eitz avos. What is that, anaf eitz avos? We know it's hadasim. How do we know it's hadasim? Moshe Rabbeinu took hadasim, and then Yeshua ben Nun took hadasim, and all the shoftim, and everyone always had hadasim. So there's no shaila what it means. There's no suffix, there's no shaila. What? I don't know. He says, Mimos Yeshua, from the days of Yeshua, Shinichnasul Eretz, Havinotlans also min Bechad Sophis. Every Jew took the same Dalad Minim.
Yeshua.
So what's the Gemara doing now? Tana Rabbanan, how do you know it's Hadassim? So the Rambam says, the Gemara is going through the exercise to see if we can derive from the Psukim that it's really Hadassim. We know it's Hadassim. And we're going to do the same thing by Esrog. Right? We know it's an Esrog. Doesn't say the Esrog, no, it says the word Esrog, but we know it's an Esrog. Why? The Shubanu took an Esrog, and every generation they took a Esrogim. So we know it's an Esrog. It's not a Shiloh. The question is, can we derive from Tzukim, can we go through the exercise and see if we can get out of Tzukim? Even though we know what it is anyway, so don't think that we don't know what it is.
The question is, why don't Hashem just tell us what it is?
That's a good question. I don't know.
What do you mean, everybody knew? Exactly.
Tana Rabbanan. Anaf eitz avos. Anaf means branches. Anaf means leaves. Eitz. Avos. Avos means, what does Avos mean? Not sure what it means. Sha'anafav chofin es eto, the leaves cover the stem. Ve'zeh hadas. That's the hadasim. Ve'ema zeisa. Maybe it's an olive. No. Be'inan avos v'leka. It has to be avos, means surrounded.
Plated.
You don't have that. Ve'ema dolba. Maybe it's a dolba tree. No, but even enough of chofen is etzov v'lepa. No, the leaves have to surround the stem. You don't have that either. Ema hirduf. Maybe it's the hirduf. Amar Abaya, darker darker noam v'leka. It has to be darker darker noam. It has to be pleasant. And Rashi says, v'hai mizraz baris asadasim kikotzim. There are thorns on that one. Right? And so it can't be. Rava Amar mehacha. Emes v'hashalom ohavo. Which means the same thing as Abaya said. Right? Rashi says, ze enolo emes v'lo shalom. It's not emes, it's not shalom. Shu osui lahem l'sam hamaves. It's some kind of poison? That can't be poison. Hashem can't ask you to take poison. Tana Rabbanan, kalua kimin kalia. It's braided like a braid. Vidome l'shalsheles. And it looks like a shalsheles. Zeo hadas. That's hadasim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, anaf eitz avos. Eitz shetam eitzo upriv upirio shave. It's a tree where the eitz and the peiros taste the same. Havi omer, zehadas. That's hadasim.
That's what we say about the lulav.
What?
Esrog.
No, esrog. We say about the esrog.
Esrog. Sorry, esrog.
Tanya, there was a whole shot on that. I forgot what it was. Second, Tanya, eitz avos, kosher, she'ena avos, pasul. Hechidami avos, what does avos mean? Amar v'yehuda, v'udekaima tlasa tlasa tarfi bikina. Three leaves coming out of every root. I don't know what to call it. Three leaves coming out of every base. Right? Rav Kahana Amar, afilu trei v'chad. Even two and one, not 100%, all three, coming out of the base. Rav Acha, Berei D'Rava, Mahader Atrei V'chad. He used to try to find the Ahadasim that had two and one. Hold enough in Humid Rav Kahana. If Kahana said that, I want to hold Rav Kahana. Amalei Mar Barameh Mar Rav Ashi. Abba, yeah, your father, Amemar, Lahu Hadas Shota Karile. He called that Hadas Shota. Hadas Shota means a crazy Hadas. Why is it crazy? It's not the halacha. It has to be three coming out of each stem, not two and one. I mean, two and one off-kilt. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Nashru, Rove, Olav. If most of the leaves fell off, then Ishtairubo Miut, but there's a little bit left, kosher, it's fine. Ubavajit Tehei, Ovaso Kayemis. As long as this plating is still there. Tosh, Hagufa Kasha, 1 second. Amartu Nashru, Rove, Olav, kosher. First he said most of them came off. V'hadar Tani, Ubavajit Tehei, Ovaso Kayemis. As long as it's still Kayem. How could that both be true? So, Kivan de Natri, Lahu, Tre, Ovos, once he took off two plates, how are you going to find Rove? Amar Abaya, Mishkachasla, Ba'asa Mitzra'a. It's an Egyptian Hadasim. Dekaimu Shiva Shiva B'chadkina. They have seven leaves on each stem, each root coming out seven leaves. Dechinatri Arba, when you remove four, Pashul plus, you still have three left. So Rove came off, and it still has three, so it's still going to be kosher. If you find such a dasan like that. All right? We'll stop here. What?
6 o'clock
tomorrow.
Why do we have a 10,000 ish?
What?
If it's so obvious what an estimate is, why do we have a 10,000 ish?